Hello and welcome to Finch Shots Daily. In today's episode, we talk about the RBI's fictional letter to the government on inflation. Before we start today's episode, we have a quick announcement from the team at Finch Shots. We have recently launched a new endeavor called Ditto Insurance to help people purchase health and life insurance for themselves and their families. Ditto comes with a spam-free guarantee and we answer your queries free of cost, even if you don't buy insurance from us. So head over to Ditto Insurance now for unbiased, personalized insurance advice. The link is in the description below. Inflation in India is at a 5-month high. It hit 7.41% in September. It's a problem for the RBI because the central bank has a mandate to keep long-term inflation between 2 to 6%. It's called inflation targeting and it's a strategy etched into the RBI's job description since 2016. That means the RBI is failing. And anytime inflation breaches this band for 3 quarters, the RBI needs to explain what went wrong. They need to do the explaining to the government, by the way. And they also need to articulate how they intend to bring inflation back on track. And so far, they have not had to do any explaining. They have done a pretty decent job overall. But now, that record is in jeopardy. Inflation has consistently stayed above the 6% mark these past few months, and they will have to draft that letter. Also, it's quite historic since this will be the first time since 2016 that the RBI will have to do something of this sort. But there's a speed bump though. Unfortunately, it seems like we may not get to see the contents of this letter. The RBI has said that it wants to keep it under lock and key. It could go straight into the classified folder in government offices. But maybe we can guess what it will say. In fact, here's an imaginary letter for you. A letter we put together after cobbling bits and pieces from a recent discussion by some of the top guns at the RBI. Remember, it's just fiction. Here goes the letter. Dear Government of India, we know our mandate very well. Price stability is at the heart of everything we do. We know how inflation eats into the savings of citizens. We know how it reduces their purchasing power. And we know how it makes their lives worse. But inflation isn't always a bad thing. Some inflation may actually aid growth. However, if people start thinking that the price rise could persist indefinitely, then they will panic. They will ask for a pay rise. Landlords will start raising rent indiscriminately. Businesses will bump up the final price of everyday items like milk and bread. Ergo, that expectation and consequent behavior alone could trigger further inflation. It's a vicious cycle. Now, one way to control that expectation is to communicate. Tell people that we're on top of the game and we'll keep it to an acceptable level. In our case, that's 2 to 6%. And if we manage to keep inflation steady as promised, people will begin to trust our process. Then even if inflation inches up a bit, they will simply go about their daily lives as normal. The vicious cycle of expectations leading to inflation can be halted in its tracks. And this worked for nearly 6 years. If you look back at all the surveys we've conducted over the past few years to gauge what people think of inflation, you will see it's more or less around the target band we've set for ourselves. But that's changing. Because in the survey we ran in September, we had a shock. People expect inflation to hover around the 10% mark over the next year. And that's a bit of a problem. If we don't anchor these expectations, inflation will be ingrained in their psyche and they won't trust us anymore. Also, if we discovered that when growth falls, Indian households expect inflation to rise. They also believe that inflation will increase when interest rates increase. We've got to change that thinking. So we'll improve our modes of communication with the citizens. Maybe we should appear in the media more and even write columns in newspapers across all languages to get our message across. Anyway, anchoring inflationary expectations is one thing. But once inflation does rear its ugly head, we turn to tools like interest rates. If we raise interest rates, it will be more expensive for people to borrow money to buy a car or to buy a house. People will cut back on consumption and demand drops. Ergo, inflation also cools down. Also, 45% of households we surveyed said that their income hadn't gone up in the past year. While that's unfortunate, that could automatically quell demand too. Anyway, since the pandemic, we have kept a hawk's eye on inflation. And since the numbers were steady, we didn't change interest rates either. We kept it at 4% for almost 2 years. Incidentally, the low rates also boosted our economic growth, which was on shaky ground right after the pandemic. But we missed the bus. We didn't quite realize that inflation is here to stay, and we took a bit of time to reverse interest rates. Since April, though, we've hiked interest rates to 5.90%. But things still quite aren't working out. Because as our esteemed selves know, inflation is primarily of two types, demand-led and supply-led. While interest rates can deal with demand-led inflation, it isn't particularly effective against supply-led issues. For instance, take the war in Ukraine. It has disrupted the supply of oil and gas across the world. There's less of it going around and prices have shot up. It has even had a significant impact on agriculture and fertilizer prices globally. We can't do much about this. A look at our inflation measure, CPI. Nearly 45% of its value is derived from food prices. In the US, that's below 15%. Can we really control the prices of onions and tomatoes using interest rates? Not really. So we're pretty much dependent on the government to figure out ways to tame food prices, like cutting import duty on sunflower oil to zero so that it softens prices, or banning wheat exports so we have more for domestic use. But in all honesty, we can't tell how much of this inflation is due to demand spikes and how much is due to supply problems. But hey, it's not just us, you know. Every country is struggling. Even the US inflation is at a 40-year high. Times are tough. Anyway, we're going to increase interest rates even further when we meet in the first week of December. That's probably the only way to anchor expectations and rein in the prices. And we believe we can get inflation to 5% in April to June of 2023. We promise you. So yes, that was our fictional version of the RBI letter. Maybe we'll do another one if the contents of the letter do come out in the future. Will supply side pressure ease up and cool inflation? Can the RBI battle against the psychology of inflation and bring things under control? We don't know, but we certainly hope so. Thank you for listening to today's episode. FinShots Daily is available on a bunch of streaming platforms such as Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts. So make sure you follow us on your favorite podcast streaming platform. Until next time.